This is KNKX. I'm Will James. In January, social media videos circulated widely in Tacoma and beyond. They showed a Tacoma police officer driving his vehicle through a group of people. Two were injured. Officer Khan Phan was responding to an illegal gathering of people watching drivers do stunts in cars. Police say he feared for his life when people crowded around his vehicle. His 30-year-old son, Andrew Phan, has written an opinion piece in The Stranger saying the calls to fire his father are just. I spoke with Andrew Phan, an artist living in California. He starts by describing why he agrees with some of his father's critics.
The community is responding to what they saw. And what they saw is somebody disregarding their life to enforce a street action. And, you know, I think that's totally fair and just that people demand consequences for that. Like, I'm really not enjoying this. My dad is in an awful mental state. Both of my parents are, you know, they're just really spiraling through this whole thing. But I do think we need to have standards, and I don't think I can not speak on this because I really do believe that we have a huge problem with police brutality and violence in America.
I'm wondering if you could just tell us about your dad and what you know about how he approaches police work.
He joined the police force because he wanted to protect people. He joined because he watched a lot of kung fu movies like Jackie Chan and stuff growing up and thought that that's what the police do. You know, we also have a lot of family that's like in the military. We're Vietnamese Americans, or at least he's Vietnamese Americans. I'm mixed. My mom is white and Japanese, but yeah, we have a lot of relationships in like the military. And, you know, I think this was just kind of like a continuation of that path once they got here. I think in general, like, he is viewed as a community member, you know, like a lot of the people in the hospitals like him, like he's very present in a lot of businesses. When I was younger, they would use him to like go out to schools and talk to kids about what the police do and like show them how cool it is. Unlike many of the department members who live across the bridge in Gig Harbor or out in Puyallup or over on the east side, as far away from the city as they can possibly be, he does live in the community. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people know where we live. A lot of people know our house and have known us growing up, which is why I think this incident was so shocking to a lot of people. And so disorienting and scary, too. Like, you know, a lot of people already feeling pressured and intimidated and harassed by the police now see somebody that they thought might have been safer part of a viral police brutality incident.
We asked our listeners and we got a lot of responses that said, you know, essentially Officer Phan's actions make perfect sense. He was in danger. Any reasonable person would do the same thing, and police need to protect themselves. And I'm wondering what your response is to those sorts of reactions.
I mean, I do think that it's right for people to protect themselves. I just like don't really know that I think that that was a life-threatening situation. You know, like it's hard to, it is really hard to say, you know, because I've looked at the footage. I don't really know what happened. What he's been saying is that there's people behind him, so he had to go forward. I haven't seen that video. You know, I think people are seeing this as an illegal moment, you know, so that justifies any kind of action. I just think that it's really interesting that we live in a society where breaking the law means like a death sentence. I mean, it's like, how do we justify the use of force? Like, I think this is like really the conversation that we need to be having. You know, I've been at like protests and renegade like punk shows downtown and stuff in high school. You know, we were like teenagers, like just getting really drunk and being a mess. What would have happened if, like, one of the police officers back then thought it was a good idea to mow me and my friends over with their car? You know, like, how would my family have felt if I got hit by a car? I don't think this is, like, the greatest example of police brutality, but I definitely think that it encourages us to have a conversation about what we expect.
You've said that you feel that the calls to fire your dad are just. How do you feel about the prospect of him actually being fired?
I have no idea at this point. I keep kind of going back and forth about it, honestly. Like, on one hand, I did notice that the city was taking the incident a lot more seriously than other incidents of police brutality. Like there was a public statement from the mayor. Like, it all happened very quickly. And so that, to me, kind of suggested, oh, like, maybe there's some momentum here. But also, when I look at the history of police being held accountable, it's not very high. So I really have no idea. I really don't know at this point. It could happen. I think it could definitely happen. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to make an example of him too, and he becomes their, you know, the token they serve to the public. I think my family thinks he's going to get fired, and they're really terrified of losing his pension and their retirement. You know, I have no idea what's going to happen. But I do know that I'm going to speak out against police brutality. And I do think Tacoma has a small police department. And if we want to create new systems of accountability, like, this is a good place to do it and a good time, maybe. And I don't want to stand in the way of that. I want to kind of model what it looks like to create accountability for our own family members. I actually will not really join in the calls for him to lose his retirement, his pension, all of those things. Honestly, to me, in this situation, I think what would be more interesting is that he be involved in an accountability process with the community.
Have you talked with your dad about the incident itself?
I have reached out to him. I have said, like, let's come out and, like, really resolve this issue with the community, because what the community is seeing is, you know, justifications for running people over, which I don't think is really going to be productive. You know, I think he's really devastated by this, though, and I think he feels very, very, very betrayed by me, which, you know, like, I don't know what to do about. Like, I'm here. I'm going to keep reaching out to him. I think a lot of people will be like, oh, that kid has daddy issues and everything. But, you know, like, I really think that man has done everything within his capacity to, like, be a good father to me. You know, like, I don't want misery for him. I want this to end in a way that creates a healthier community for everybody, and that then he can still be a part of the community. You know, like, is this really how we as a family want our reputation to, like, persist within the community and end? I really do see an interesting opportunity here for us to model how to really be accountable and to really address our wrongs.
Andrew Fahn is the son of Tacoma police officer Khan Fahn. KNKX reached out to Khan Fahn through his union. We have not heard back.